Well, after promising a new business tax plan in his State of the Union address last month, President Obama has revealed what he has in the works. So here are the basics. Fewer tax loopholes and subsidies. Tax rates that are reduced from 35% to as low as 25% for manufacturers. New minimum taxes for foreign earnings. That's to prevent companies from parking assets overseas. And a simplified tax code for small businesses. Well, some critics like Mitt Romney have said they lower taxes even further, do different things on capital gains than the president. But what do manufacturers and small business owners themselves have to say about President Obama's new pitch on taxes? Well, we have one such small business person with us right now. Mei Shi is the founder and president of Chesapeake Bay Candles, headquartered in the U.S., but with lots of production in Asia. Chesapeake Bay Candles has been working for the past 3 years to bring a large portion of their manufacturing jobs to the United States. Mei Shi, good morning.
Good morning.
So the president says he wants to lower the corporate tax rate from 35% to 28%, but even lower for manufacturers like you. Is this music to your ears if this gets enacted? Does this help you bring jobs to the United States?
I would say that I appreciate the framing of the issues for the president's team in regards to lowering the rate. I think that for a lot of us, this will be actually down the road a big benefit. Right now, we have some urgent need that I've mentioned before, and I would focus on it again, is the fact that the 1 million that he proposed for the one-time write-off for business to move back to this country is simply not enough, even for a small business. When you are touching modern manufacturing facilities, that is not even enough to, let's say, rent a brick-and-mortar factory to outfit it with the new fire or building codes, and then to put machineries in there. But most importantly, today's labor force is not pure blue-collar. A lot of them have to be trained. A lot of them that work for us now come with a degree, with a focus to understand how to operate a new facility with computer-focused technology. So the workforce cost, as well as compliance and building, just so that we are competitive with overseas suppliers in terms of turnkey technology and productivity, will need a lot more investment. So my request, as well as a lot of the small business that I've been able to talk to, is that we should look at further those tax credit to help us to make those decisions about moving back easier.
All right. Well, let me bring in Doug Pettigrew, who owns and operates Electronic Brain Solutions. This is a small business that sets up and services computers for other small businesses. Doug, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Lower corporate tax rates, you know, we're talking about the big guys, repatriation of funds, that doesn't necessarily apply to you. You listened to the president yesterday and his desire to lower rates for businesses and take out a lot of the loopholes and subsidies. Does that help the little guy like you?
Well, let me tell you, it helps me eventually. It's like a trickle-down effect. I do a lot of work for C corporations, and when they see the benefit, maybe they can put some more money into infrastructure. But it also helps me on a moral level. Anytime that somebody wants to address the issue of outsourcing and try and bring it back, I lost my what I refer to jokingly as my real job a few years ago due to outsourcing. So anytime somebody wants to take a jab at that, I'm on board.
So almost as a morale booster or a personal issue rather than a straight economic one for you, Doug.
Well, and that's it, too. And, you know, they haven't revised this tax code in about 30 years, which seems crazy to me. I was 5 years old the last time they even revisited it. I think they should be changing it every year.
Well, let's stipulate something about President Obama's tax plan and Mitt Romney's tax plan, which also came out in sketch form yesterday. Neither of these plans are really going to happen. They're not law. This is really about the election, and I know both of you understand that this stuff's not going to get done until after the election, probably. And that leads me to another question in the meantime, both for you, Mei Shi, and Doug. We keep hearing during these debates that it's really about demand. This is about customers buying your products. That's what the jobs debate is about, not really about the tax code. Do you buy that, or is the tax code really that important at this point? Mei Shi?
I think the tax code is really coming at a very important time, because I actually appreciate one particular issue that they're focusing on, which is to streamline the tax codes as well as to close the loopholes. As it's very clear from many reports that has come out in the last year, some of the largest, most profitable companies end up not paying nearly as high amount of tax rate as some of us in the small and business arena. And the reason is because the codes are so cumbersome, and as well as maybe they hire the best lawyers to crack the code and being able to use those loopholes. Being able to streamline the tax code itself is going to help businesses to focus on what's really important, which is to compete globally. But on the other hand, I think that the bigger issue the president and the team has been starting to focus on is how to help business become product again, productive again. And that goes all the way back to looking at how we can, in this country, attract some of those companies that has moved out. I don't think a lot of them move to other countries purely to avoid tax. A lot of them go there because of cost of producing goods in many countries are
and
so much
cheaper,
more attractive.
And exactly. For cheaper labor, of course.
And our
yeah.
consumers eat it up. They want products that are affordable because their wage and salary hasn't increased that much. So it's a cycle. And I think to turn it into a positive cycle, a lot of things has to happen. Number one, those of us who has been manufacturing overseas need to feel that the government is partnering with us to streamline not only the tax code but also the process to get a permit. And I think they're doing that now. But
well,
we need
Mishy, let me stop you there if I might, because I want to make sure that Doug Pettigrew gets the last word here. Doug, I asked about demand, and you think that streamlining the tax code might not help you directly, but the companies you work for will demand your services more.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I also agree with what she said. I mean, streamlining the tax code and not having to have, you know, a team of lawyers to crack that code would be so helpful. I can solve, like, quantum physics easier than I can do taxes.
All right, easy enough. Well, they're trying to turn quantum physics into something a little simpler for business owners like you. That's Doug Pettigrew, owns and operates Electronic Brain Solutions, which gives computer services to corporations, and Mei Shi, owner and founder president of Chesapeake Bay Candle, two business owners trying to crack the enigma of the tax code. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.